something up with me.
And good morning, everybody. Glad to have you with us this morning on Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall, and it's time now for What You Got Cooking. And as always, we turn to our resident foodie, Sasha Wollhandler, for some information and inspiration about stuff to cook, stuff to eat. Sasha and her husband, Steve Susser, run Sasha's 527 Restaurant and Catering on Charles Street in Baltimore. Hey, Sasha, how you doing?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. So we had Valentine's Day last Friday, but of course things are still pretty cold, and winter is by no means ushering its way out the door, and there's never a bad time for a romantic meal. You know, there's never a bad time to warm the heart and the soul.
Well, it's been cold out there. It's
certainly
the coldest
has.
I remember in this part of the world, but I thought some hot soups would be the order of the day. As you said, warms the heart and warms the soul. And since we just did pass Valentine's Day, I also was looking up lots last week, you know, a lot of different foods that certain things that stimulate and exhilarate, so we can add them to our soups that we, you know, keep the, as the books say, keep the juices flowing. And we want to do that year round. So it doesn't matter if it's Valentine's Day or after Valentine's Day. But I say in February, keep it all sweet, hot, and smoky.
There you go, sweet, hot, and smoky. So now, do you ascribe to the contention that there are aphrodisiac qualities to certain foods? Do you buy that?
I think there are certain foods that we've sort of talked about and thought about a lot that we know you eat them and you think maybe something's happening, or maybe the person across from you looks even more exciting. Who knows what it all brings
Whether
about.
Whether it's real or imagined.
Our bodies are our temples, and what we put into it, let's hope it brings it forward.
All right. Well, soups are fun because, you know, soups sometimes can be great starters for a meal, but also lots of times, you know, you get a nice soup and a nice chunk of bread and a good bottle of wine, and you've got yourself a wonderful meal.
The first one I want to talk about is chopino. You know what chopino is,
do terrific. You? As a matter of fact, I enjoyed some of this at your very house just a week or so ago. We had a great party, and this is what you served, and it was delicious.
For some of you that don't know, chopino is an Italian fish stew. It's kind of like bouillabaisse, but it's a little thicker. You know, you kind of leave the tomatoes whole. Bouillabaisse, you know, those French like to have everything thin. So anything in France.
Themselves and their food.
Exactly.
Right.
But the chopino is a little bit more robust, or at least the way I make it is more robust. It's gorgeous to look at, and it really does suffice to make a whole dinner. So what we're talking about here, folks, is, I would say, a soup fish stew that definitely acts as a dinner. And to begin with, you saute that great trilogy of almost all soups, celery, carrots, onion, that's called a mirepoix, and then salt and pepper it. I also threw in a good handful of chopped garlic, and then some fennel, because I don't know if you tasted it the other night when I made it, but that fennel always gives that wonderfully aromatic flavor, a touch of licorice. It's used a lot in Italian cooking. I love the flavor. But let everything saute until it gets nice and soft. Add some canned tomatoes. And when I say the canned tomatoes, I don't mean the crushed ones, even though you're going to crush them by your hands. But you're going to leave some whole chunks. So it really, again, is
so you want those whole peeled tomatoes.
Yeah, those whole peeled. But crunch them up a little bit with your hands so that it's not someone's not getting a whole tomato in their mouth. But it's still a nice chunk or a piece of it. And then I added a big glug of some white wine and some aromatics such as oregano and, of course, salt and pepper and thyme. And then I put some fish stock. Now, with fish stock, you can make your own, which is pretty easy to do. You just have a pot of water and a lot of fish bones and some aromatics in that if you don't have time to do it. And it doesn't have to simmer a long time to make fish stock. But you can also use clam juice. Mm-hmm. And some of our gourmet markets now, I don't know if you've noticed them, Tom, they have the boxes of vegetable stock, or they have fish stock now so that you can get it really readily.
And some of it's good, and some of it comes with reduced salt if you people are worried about that, you know, in terms of their diet and stuff. So you really can get any kind. So you can get fish, chicken, beef, vegetable stock.
Exactly. So making soups, folks, is very, very easy.
Yeah, sometimes people are put off because, you know, to make a chicken stock, you know, you've really, that's a sort of an all-day affair. You've got to really let that stuff
But you can get them so easily now. Not to say that if you don't want to make your own stock, go ahead and do it. But there are shortcuts to be had, and you can make a wonderful a vegetable soup or stew, a fish stew, a beef one. I mean, there's so many, and they're one-pot meals, folks. They're right. Easy, they're delicious, and as you said earlier, a crust of bread and a salad, and you're good to go. So let that all simmer down. The thing about this chopino, which is a great party dish, as you know, Tom, you can do it the day or two before and let that whole tomato mixture just sit, and then at the night of your event, you bring it out, and you have about a pound of white fish. You could use halibut, you can use cod, you can use tilapia, you can use red snapper. Cut that into like 1-inch, 2-inch chunks. Then you want to also have some shrimp. You want to also have some mussels. Put that all together, and you will have a gorgeous stew. You just need to put the fish, as you bring your red sauce to heat and let it simmer, a half an hour before you start, first you add your thicker fish first, like the tilapia or the snapper or whatever white fish you've put in there. Put that in for 5 minutes. Next, add your shrimp, and do 3 to 4 shrimp per person. And then next, last minute, you can also add scallops if you want, whatever you'd like. The last 5 minutes, add your mussels, cover it all, and then let it simmer. Oh, I forgot to say, add some more white wine. And take a swig for yourself as well.
Of course.
Cover it all, and then undo it in about 5-8 minutes when the mussels have opened. The aromatics that fill your kitchen just warm anyone's heart.
Yeah, so you can do the base of it, you know, a day or two before, and then when your folks are coming over, or if you're just having that one special folk over, you just add that stuff at the last minute. So it's really, you're talking about a half hour or so to put it together at the end.
So it's done, and it's not any pressure, and it is divine. And of course, you want to chop some fresh basil on top of it all. So now, you heard me mention earlier that we were going to talk about a few heart-swelling things, the aphrodisiacs.
Yeah, so what are the aphrodisiacs in the chopina?
Well, you heard me mention celery. Well, who knew that celery could be so sexy? It turns out it contains these chemicals that are too long for me to address, but there's some chemicals in it, both of which serve to aid in sexual attraction when ingested. So watch out, folks, when you munch on a stalk of celery. You never know what's going to happen.
That's right. Never knew.
Furthermore, you heard me mention garlic. Well, garlic has many properties, but one is that it heightens the blood flow and sexual stamina. And if these ingredients have not taken chopina to almost an X-rated level, who knew we were getting there? Just before serving your chopina, that fresh basil, it's positively wicked. Well, we all know basil. Basil made... Tom, right. I think you're getting a little red.
I am getting a lot red. I'll take your word for it about celery, garlic, and basil as being an aphrodisiac.
The perfume of the basil, it's just an elixir itself. It will make you crazy, enhances sexual desire. This is true about basil. Increases the heart rate and the blood flow. Who knew chopina would be this sexy? And add copious amount of red wines and just let the evening roll.
That sounds like something straight from the internet. I'm not so sure about that, but I'll take your word for it, Sash. All right, so the chopina really is wonderful, and it's hearty. And, of course, for this kind of this kind of weather we've been having, I'm going to have a big slice here. Oh, this is good stuff.
Mm. That with crusty bread.
Oh, it was nice bread and salad. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be better. Now, you've also brought in an asparagus soup or an asparagus bisque. I love asparagus.
Well, asparagus. I know they're really totally not in season now, so I'm going against what's in season. But I saw them the other day at the supermarket, and I was, you know, still in that realm of thinking about heart and all the romance of Valentine's holiday. But also, deep, wonderful asparagus bisque is so delicious. Is that not velvety and wonderful and rich?
Creamy and wonderful.
Creamy. I mean, folks, you take like a pound and a half of asparagus. And I'm doing this for about 4 people or so. And again, that onion and carrot and that wicked, wicked celery. Chop it all up. That's our mirepoix again. And you're going to saute that up so it's nice and soft. Take some chicken stock with a couple of bay leaves and chop up your asparagus. Take the rough ends off. Put it into the chicken stock and let it simmer there until your asparagus. So you've got 2 things cooking. You've got your mirepoix cooking and you've got your asparagus cooking in the chicken stock. The mirepoix is in the butter. When everything is soft, the asparagus in that in the chicken stock, and then take your whole mirepoix of vegetables after they've softened and put them into the asparagus and chicken stock. Then you're going to take another couple of scoops of butter and some flour, and you're going to make a roux, which is just warming up that butter so it melts, folks, and putting your flour in there. You're making like a little paste that's going to help to thicken this.
Thicken stuff up a
exactly.
little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you're going to put that right in with the whole asparagus and celery and carrot and onion mixture. Let it all simmer down for about a half an hour till everything is nice and soft. And then covered now. You want to keep that covered. You might need to add a little more chicken stock. When you take it out, uncover it, take your immersion blender. If you don't have one of those, put it in a blender itself. And now be very careful when you're blending hot things because they can explode all over you. So do small amounts of it, and you're going to blend this. Be very careful once again. I really want to urge you to do that. Then put it back into the pot and add a tiny little bit of cream. Adjust the seasonings. Was that not the
most? It's delicious. You brought some in here. It really is great, and it's just so smooth. But you do need that little roux. You need the flour and the butter to thicken it up. And then when you chop it all up
When you add that cream. Now, then I was thinking, because we're again thinking of wonderful and beautiful and sexy heart. February is kind of the love month. You could put some raw oysters in there and let them poach for just a few minutes in that asparagus bisque, and there you have a gorgeous, gorgeous, delicious thing of a poached oyster and a tiny bit of hot sauce on top. How divine would that be?
And it goes beautifully with the asparagus.
Wonderful.
Right?
Or alternatively, you could also take a big bunch of crab meat, put that in your bowl, put your asparagus bisque in, and then a big squeeze of lime juice on top of that. What could be better than that asparagus bisque?
Wonderful. Now, we just got a couple minutes left here, so let's talk about this.
I guess you're not going to let me talk about the sexy quality of an asparagus.
Well, I'm going to take your word for it. Oysters, I've heard about them, too, as having aphrodisiac.
Asparagus really bring on super heightened pleasure.
There you go.
All right.
You heard it here first. But you also brought in a cup of chocolate soup. This looks terrific for chocolate lovers everywhere.
Why wait to dessert? I'm going to let you. I made it up this morning. I was looking all over for chocolate soups, and they're all really sweet. And I just wanted to try something that was really more savory. So this is a savory one. What do you think about it, Tom?
Oh, it's good. It's kind of like a chocolate milkshake, except thinner than that.
What kind of flavor are you getting in there?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
is it totally sweet to you?
It's pretty sweet. I mean, so tell me what savory stuff you have in
there. Well, because I added chipotle peppers.
Oh, yeah.
And I added cumin and oregano, and then I have bittersweet chocolate, semi-sweet chocolate, and unsweetened chocolate.
Yeah,
I put a little bit of white wine and some chicken stock. And then when I'm serving it, I thought I would put, because we've all seen those chocolate bars with bacon in it, some bacon bits, and I thought that could be great. So
bacon goes with anything.
I know. You put bacon on, and that's its own elixir in itself. So it's February. It's cold, 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 folks. But keep it hot, hot, hot. These flavorful soups are guaranteed to keep you hot, sweet, and smoky for all days of February.
Hot, sweet, and smoky indeed. Well, thanks, Sasha. Appreciate it very much, and we'll see you soon.
Take care.
Sasha Wollhandler and her husband, Steve Sisser, own Sasha's 527 Restaurant and Catering on Charles Street in Baltimore. We've got recipes and more information on our website, WYPR.org/Maryland Morning. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great day.